نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about prophethood. And at the moment, we are just discussing about the circumstances that were existent, which were kind of the grounds for the coming of the prophets and the messengers. And one of the things that we discussed previously was from the second sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where we said that the situation at that time was such that there was a lot of confusion, there were trials and tribulations where people were getting misguided by the, you can say, by the directed attempts of the enemies to misguide others, and the enemies of humanity, of course, to misguide humanity. And we saw people's faith became weak. People didn't have a strong foothold on religion, and various other things. Imam Ali alayhi salam also goes on to say one of the other things at that time was that وَاخْتَلَفَ النَّجْرُ وَتَشَتَّتَ الْأَمْرُ. Now, what does this mean, inshallah? We will continue in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were seeing what Imam Ali alayhi salam has to say regarding the times of the coming of the messengers and the prophets. What was the situation of the societies? He says, وَاخْتَلَفَ النَّجْرُ وَتَشَتَّتَ الْأَمْرُ. The situation was such that at that time, the paths of people, their paths were different. There was a lot of, you can say, differences of opinion that were quite critical. There were conflicts. وَاخْتَلَفَ النَّجْرُ. The paths that people wanted to take were always different, and they were not agreeing with one another in different things, especially the fundamental things. وَتَشَتَّتَ الْأَمْرُ. And the other problem was that their issues, their matters, their concerns had become very, very, you can say, variable. people had very different concerns, different issues to care for. And therefore, there was no united front. There was no united effort in the right direction. There was always, you know, different motivations taking people to different ways and different paths. وَضَاقَ الْمَخْرَجُ Another problem at that time was that people were seeing that there is no solution to their problem. There is no way out from those difficulties that this society was facing. I mean, for example, the moral deprivation. For example, when you talk about the economic, destitution and maybe the difference in the economic state of the rich and the poor. These things were so painful, so deep, so, you can say, entrenched in the societies that people now felt that there is no way out. وَضَاقَ الْمَخْرَجُ The way out was very, very narrow. And that meant that people needed to really struggle, and not everyone felt like they were in that position to do that. And then he says, وَعَمَى الْمَصْدَرُ وَعَمِيَ الْمَصْدَرُ mean that people were such that they could not see their position. They could not see where they can benefit from, where they can, grow from. They didn't see how they can go ahead. وَعَمِيَ الْمَصْدَرُ It had become dark for them. They couldn't see it. They couldn't see from where they can grow, they can flow, they can develop. That was something that was far-fetched and unrelatable to them. They just couldn't be able to see it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the situation at the time of the coming of the prophets, how the societies were. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَعَمِيَ الْمَصْدَرُ The situation was such that people could not see that place from which they can grow, they can, progress. That point of progress was not something that they could decipher, that they could decipher. And then he goes on to say, فَالْهُدَى خَامِلٌ وَالْعَمَى شَامِلٌ That guidance in those days and age, in that day and age, was something that was, put aside, that was very, very, unimportant, was something that was put aside, unimportant, not necessary. People didn't take it seriously. وَالْعَمَى شَامِلٌ But misguidance, blindness, lack of insight, these were something that were, overwhelming the whole society. People were like that. People, were thriving in this blindness, in this not being able to see the reality and the inside of issues. أُسِيَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَنُسِّرَ الشَّيْطَانُ And it was at these times that the all-merciful Lord was disobeyed. His commandments were not taken seriously, and he himself was not obeyed by the people, by the people of that time in those areas. وَنُسِّرَ الشَّيْطَانُ While it was the devil, the shaitan, the Satan that was being helped, that was being supported by these people. So we notice that there was a very, very dark picture at that time that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to show us. And inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to stay away from such mistakes of the previous generations and always take benefit from the teachings of the prophets and messengers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه